This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, September 25th, A.D. 2020. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. 14 U.S. senators signed a joint statement last week calling on Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to designate India as a country of particular concern for its religious liberty violations. The latest report from the U.S. Commission for International Religious Freedom put India's violations on par with countries like China, Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, and Burma. Just this week, religious fanatics in India attacked 15 Christian families from 3 villages, leaving them homeless for refusing to renounce Christ. Matthew 19, verse 29 says, "And everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands, for my name's sake, shall receive 100-fold and inherit eternal life." 5,000 people gathered in Warsaw, Poland for the 15th March for Life and Family on Sunday. President Andrzej Duda joined the march, a first for any Polish president. Poland's Constitutional Tribunal will be considering a bill next month to criminalize the killing of unborn babies who have been diagnosed with serious disabilities. Moscow, Idaho police cited 5 Christians yesterday who were participating in a psalm sing event in the City Hall parking lot. Police issued the citations over the city's mask and social distancing order and arrested 3 of those cited. Among those arrested was Lata County Commission candidate Gabe Wrench, one of the co-hosts of the conservative Cross Politics show. Wrench went on the show yesterday evening and played this clip of him talking to officers while people were singing Amazing Grace in the background. Listen.
I have the right to assemble, and you guys are arresting me. Officer, this has to be getting to you, man.
Psalm 47, verses 6 and 8 says, "Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises to our King, sing praises. God reigns over the nations. God sits on his holy throne." U.S. Attorney General William Barr addressed the 16th annual National Catholic Prayer Breakfast yesterday. Barr praised our founders' understanding of the connection between religion and freedom, while pointing out the dire consequences of the work of militant secularists who are trying to exclude religion from the public square.
"Unfortunately, in the last half century, that foundation of our free society has increasingly been under siege. Traditional morality has eroded, and secularists have often succeeded, not only in eliminating religion from schools and the public square, but in replacing it with a new orthodoxy that is actively hostile to religion."
The U.S. Air Force is beginning to cancel its contracts for diversity and unconscious bias training, following a memo from the White House. Federal workplaces will no longer fund training that covers critical race theory, white privilege, or other training that teaches that the United States, or any ethnicity, is inherently racist. Yelp, the crowdsourced review business, released their latest economic average report this week. The report found that over 160,000 businesses on Yelp have closed as of last month in connection with coronavirus lockdowns. 60% or 97,000 of those businesses have closed permanently. This represents a 34% increase in permanent closures compared with Yelp's July report. On Monday, the Trump administration awarded $100 million in grants to combat modern-day slavery and human trafficking. The funds will go to organizations that provide training, assistance, and prevention for victims, and will also go to law enforcement programs to bring traffickers to justice. Psalm 82, verses 3 and 4 says, "Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Free them from the hand of the wicked." And finally, Worcester, Massachusetts Mayor Joseph Petty drove to Nashua, New Hampshire last weekend to deliver a key to the city of Worcester to 102-year-old Mildred Shopples. The elderly lady grew up in Worcester and recently recovered from COVID-19. However, it's not the first pandemic she's weathered. Schopel's got the Spanish flu back in 1918. Doctors expected her to die, but God had different plans. Schopel's is now the oldest resident at her assisted living community and has two daughters, three grandchildren, and six great-grandchildren. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Friday, September 25th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.